This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I dive deep into FOBAB, talking about the beers we drink, just the whole event, and just what you should be looking forward to if you ever make it there, or what's going to happen next year. All that and more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? It's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And we're back after FOBAB. We have survived. We made it. We drank many of dark barrel-aged beers.
It kind of snuck up on us this year, man. Something about the warm weather and the Cubbies winning it all. We've been talking about baseball clear through November up to this point.
I know, right?
And then you look up, and then boom, it's FOBAB.
It's crazy.
So
we're gonna dive into that, but if you're new to Chicago Beer Pass, what we do on here is we talk about the events we went to, the events we're going to, and then we talk about the beer we are drinking.
No doubt.
And this week we got Revolution's Jukebox Hero.
Yeah, Jukebox Hero, black IPA in orange cans. So, I mean, there's no such thing as a black IPA, as John Lafler would love to tell you, right? So it cannot be black and pale all at once.
I don't know. But this is black and it's hoppy and...
Yeah, but I mean, I like them. You know, I guess it's the Americans' version of kind of like, because there's always been like hoppy dark beers, right? Like the Munich Dunkel is a dark lager. You know, Schwarz beer is a dark beer, you know. So this is definitely hoppier than those. Not as smoky as the Schwarz beer, but, you know, piney, roasty, chocolatey.
I don't usually like black IPAs because they are too malty and the balance is like way off. But this has that hop bitterness that you want from it, so it makes it a little more enjoyable.
Yeah, a lot of times with the black IPAs, that bitter chocolateness overrides the hops, and now you just got this really roasty, hoppy beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this Hero series, there's like multiple heroes, and this is like... Is this the second one or third one in cans? Because there's Anti-Hero, then there's Galaxy Hero, and now this one.
Yeah.
So, I believe that they're always seasonal, so this is probably this fall kind of offering. So if you see this, pick it up. Comes in six packs, and yeah, always nice. It pops off the shelf too because it's orange.
Yeah.
Well, before we get into FOBAB, was there anything else you hit up before that day?
I don't think so, man. I think I just kind of clear my path so I could just
so you went to that.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be overwhelmed, you know.
After we recorded, I did go to Fountainhead for the Alarmist Nasty Brewery like night where you could vote on the beer you wanted on tap at Fountainhead and then watch the election cover.
Oh yeah, this is our first episode in the in the new Trump America.
In Trump America, yeah.
Yeah, didn't see that one coming.
Yep. I don't think most people did. Watching at Fountainhead was probably the worst experience I've ever had. Fountainhead has one TV.
Really?
So it was up in the corner. They're playing CNN, which is the worst, and the audio is out of sync. The internet is terrible at Fountainhead, so you can't even like see what's happening outside in the world.
Yeah.
And you're drinking, and you're watching just it not go the way maybe I wanted it to go. So you're like, this is awful. I need to get out of here. I need to leave. This, I feel like maybe if it would have went the other way, it would have been like, this is great. We're celebrating and drinking. Yeah. And but
you wanted to dial in more, pay more attention so you could see like, well, what's going on? Why is this not going the way everybody thinks it is?
Right. And you can't hear it. And it's out of sync, and they're showing like fake maps, and like, well, what if this happens? You're like, I don't know what. Don't
like, I can't hear it. Now you're changing it from red to blue. What the fuck?
So that was not. I will never watch election coverage at a bar again.
Sounds like an all time horrible experience at Fountainhead. Because Fountainhead's a great place, but
which I did it wrong because I watched the World Series Game 7 at home and the election coverage at a bar. I should have went the other way with that. It was bad. But Alarmist beers tasting great. I definitely recommend checking them out and giving them a try if you're in Chicago at all.
Yeah.
But then FOBAB.
Yeah, so this is the 14th annual FOBAB.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so FOBAB, you know, it's an interesting event, you know, because, well, because, like, you know, it's FOBAB, man.
Because it's FOBAB.
I sound like a total hippie right now.
How do you define FOBAB? That's FOBAB.
Right. Yeah, but, like, this whole idea, you know, this it's pretty cool because it's a culture around putting beer in barrels with the purpose of changing it, you know, because it marries what was with what was ever in the barrel in the first place, you know.
Right, okay.
And I don't think that really existed before, you know.
Right.
Not intentionally, and then they're, you know, judging beers based on that, you know.
Based on the barrel, yeah. But there was this kicked off on Friday, and it was two sessions on Saturday. There was an overwhelming amount of beer, I felt like, this time. There's always a lot of beer.
Yeah.
But it was manageable to some degree in the past, where you could kind of find stuff. Someone would be like, hey, did you try Spiteful's such and such? It's over there in the strong beer category. Did you try this one? Where is it? Okay, over there. This time, when you asked somebody where a beer was, they hardly knew. And everything felt like it was just jam-packed next to
each other. A lot of people there. So let's look at some of the numbers. 422 beers, to your point. 179 breweries. Yeah. And over 26 states.
You know,
it really is becoming a national thing. I was looking at a lot of the winning categories. I think there's 11 or 12. And you know, most of them are won by breweries out of state.
Right, so, yeah. Did you have that same feeling, or were you like the beer was the appropriate amount?
You know, I guess I just kind of, when you look at, I haven't been to Great Taste in a while, but when you look at JBF, it's kind of the same way. It's kind of like, it's really frenetic pace, right?
Okay.
And yeah, and FOBAB didn't used to be like that, but you know, world's largest barrel-aged competition, they're calling it. So, I mean, it kind of makes sense that it would go in this direction, right? I mean, there's nothing we can do. It's either, hey, let's have it at the auditorium on the west side, or have it in Bridgeport and have it be that intimate thing, or we make it a national event and have it over 2 days, right?
Like, right.
There's no. I don't think there's a middle ground.
It is long gone out of any of the days where you could go there, stand around and chat with your friends, like around like a high table or something, and be like, oh, did you try this one? Discuss like, oh, which one should we get? Where should we go? Now it's this craziness of like, what do I need to try? Quickly get there, go. I don't know. I can't even talk to you. No. How's it going? Bye. Did you try that? And so,
yeah, it's there was definitely a lot of folks there. It was a fun time. Yeah, to your point, I think like well, this would encourage everyone to get into Imbibe, right? So they can get there an hour early.
Yeah.
I think, and that's, you know, that's something folks should definitely do. That hour is critical. I think when I showed up an hour early, I got a chance to hang out with, you know, I think it was Alex Levengood from Brickstone. Okay. And I was just at Brickstone. We talked about that. But he's like, listen, man, this is what I've been trying. You know, so we got to have those little bitty moments before the floodgates open, before the civilians come in, as Crazy Pete would say, Bochick. So.
And yeah, I was there, I think, a half hour early, so I had a little bit of that and got to try a couple things people recommended, but I do not remember any of the beers I had.
That sounds like my first Dark Lord day. I just woke up, and I was at my apartment. I'm not sure how I got there.
Yeah,
you got FOBAB to sound like, man.
But I was pretty sober at the end, and I wasn't like, I had so many beers, I don't remember them. There was just all these beers that, one, I can never have again. I will never see again.
Yeah.
I tried some cider. There was three versions, and they were all numbered like 2, 5, and 6. Yeah. Thanks.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think the first beers I had were in that, what used to be the VIP room 2 years ago. Uh-huh. It was now it's the Wild Sours and Mead and Perry room. Right. Yeah, and what I was surprised about, to your point about these beers, we were joking earlier that they're like ghost beers, or they won't exist, or in some cases they've never been opened before. So like, there's this crew Weldworks out in Colorado, and the beer they brought, they's like, we haven't even tapped this in our brewery yet. We haven't tapped it in our tap room yet. So,
okay.
Yeah, so that's pretty exciting. Yeah.
So yeah, but there was good stuff. There wasn't.
There were some changes this year. So I guess Barricale, which is kind of like a riff on the annual Replicale project at Oak Park Microbrewery.
Was that gone?
Yeah, that was gone this year.
Because I was like, I didn't see it.
Yeah, okay. It replaced by that was a huge FOBAB display in barrels, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. They got rid of the trade show vibe, right? They made it more like a barrel warehouse, if you will. I know if you go to Goose Island events at their place, or even when we hang out at Haymarket in the basement sometimes, it's kind of got that that globe string, almost Christmas light vibe to it.
Right, yeah.
Right, so that style
much
lighting.
More dimly lit, which was nice for just the feeling of it. Not great for photos, but...
Yeah, it was tough to it was tough to get photos. It was definitely, it was an improvement on, you know, like the vibe for sure. Like when you're walking on the main floor, it had a totally different vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those were two changes I noticed. What else? I caught up with Ryan Burke from Virtue Cider.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So actually, he's not at Virtue anymore. He's at Angry Orchard. Yes. And he was talking about how he basically, Angry Orchard was Sam Adams' cider division, if you will.
Okay.
Right? They're owned by Sam Adams. So he went from Virtue to Angry Orchard to kind of like, you know, basically build a farmhouse cidery, you know.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, and he took in the lone cider category, he took a gold for his entry from Angry Orchard, which is cool because he was the one that made like the mitten and
lapinette
at Virtue. So he's back up on the winner stage again, which is cool. Yeah.
Did you notice from the winners, because there was a lot more breweries, there was almost no Chicago breweries that won, like a couple, but usually Chicago is winning those awards. Goose Island for years taken like best in show and, you know, gold and silver. Yes. Clybourne ended up grabbing one.
Yeah, Clybourne took home an award. And let's look at, let's start from the top, right?
Okay.
So there's, I think there's 11 categories, and then there's a best in show.
There's 15 categories.
There's 15 categories?
12 or 15.
Somewhere between 11 and 15 categories. And then there's
I tweeted them all out, so I should know.
There's a best in show, and then there's a runner up, right? So yeah, to your point, the best in show this year was Listerman and Triple Digit Brewing down in Cincinnati, Ohio. Yeah, so they had a beer called Chacao.
Okay.
That that took gold in experimental, and then it took best in show. And the best in show runner up was Dos Fedonia, which is the rye, Dos Fedonia rye from Distill down in Bloomington, Illinois.
Okay.
Yeah, so both of those beers actually. Dos Fedonia was best in show last year. Not the rye variant, just the standard Dos Fedonia barrel age was best in show last year. Yeah. So Chacao, I haven't heard of Listerman Triple Digit at all.
So Jonathan Surratt was talking to me about Listerman a little bit, and he said he gave me a little bit of backstory, and then they just kind of like disappeared, or people didn't like talk about them as much. So but now they're back on the scene and they're making some good stuff. Like he helped set up a lot of the people's systems and brew pubs and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool. So the two categories, yeah, two out of the 12 or so, Pipeworks took a gold in the barley wine category.
Okay.
For the murderous barley wine. Five Rabbit, they took a gold in a strong porter for Ingo Montoya with hazelnut. And then the only other category, yeah, was classic beer styles. That's where Horse Thief Hollow, they the Hilltop Weizenbach Palo Santo wood aged.
Okay.
Took a gold in that category. Yeah. Palo Santo, that's, I think Dogfish Head makes a beer.
They do,
with
yeah.
With that kind of wood. That's which is really nice.
Yeah, it is nice. Beer.
Yeah. I think, yeah, the sours. People went nuts for some of the bottle sours. I know beers like Duck Duck Goes and then the Spawn series from... Jester King, Spawn 3, which and then really? And then Spawn 4, you know, which just goes. One of them's in a bottle.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, people were going nuts over that. But I think, like, one of the stories here is probably Revolution, man. Revolution has 9 medals in this thing. Not all this year, but since they opened in 2010.
Okay.
They've taken 9. As far as I can tell, that's the most outside of the Goose Island.
Okay, yeah.
You know, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a few lines, like Goose Island's line got ridiculous and started to wrap around almost the entire showroom floor.
The traditional space in the back where they're doing all the BCS stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I didn't even try any of those.
I think I tried Prot from last year.
Okay.
We're so jaded and spoiled in this town, right? Like, we, yeah.
But
yeah,
you're we'll also try. Like, I kind of want, I could maybe get a chance to try that beer. Let me try these other beers that I Don't know. Yeah. I can't have.
When I ran into you, maybe like 30 minutes into the fest, we ran into the Spiteful guys, and they were talking about this benthic from Half Acre. They're like, "Did you have to try this beer?"
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed that. That's a what is it? Toasted coconut and coffee in an imperial porter or imperial stout rather.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of. I remember us talking about that, and I remember when I had it, I was like, "Oh yeah, that's good."
But. Yeah. I really enjoyed that beer. They said the first beer to kick in all three sessions was Oshka Blues Barrel Aged 1050.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that was the Phobab account. Whoever was that, they tweeted that out.
Did it have, like, no beer in the...
I don't know how much they had, but they blew it all three sessions.
Way to getting 10 Barrel Aged 1050?
I don't know. The people have spoken, Brad.
What?
I tried Burn City's coffee double freight handler, which I really liked.
Okay.
You know, really light bodied for that style, but loads of flavor. It was really good. Yeah, there was a handful of them that I really enjoyed that I remember. So.
Okay, nice. I heard talks of it having, it's going to have to go somewhere else.
Really? Well, what were some of the reasons for why they would move it?
It's too big. It's the space is not large enough now. After, 3 years of being there?
Yeah.
There's too many beers and too many people.
Yeah, I guess you gotta decide what some of your objectives are, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and then, like, what's the cutoff?
I don't know.
Yeah, so what else did we notice there? I got to talk to Claudia from Temperance. Yeah, and she took home gold this year at JBF. And for her English IPA, the name's escaped me right now.
The
Gatecrasher.
Gatecrasher, yeah.
Gatecrasher, yeah. So apparently she changed the recipe. So last time it won silver, she said she got the notes back, a little too many American hops, changed the recipe, took home gold.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, so that was cool. Yeah.
Very nice. Would you recommend Phobab to people that haven't been? Would you go back again?
Yeah, I mean, I love that party. I feel like it's such a Chicago thing, you know, like a lot of people credit, you know, the Goose Island Clybourne facility for being the brewery that, you know, really went out of their way to blend, you know, beers in bourbon barrels,
uh-huh.
You know, for the purpose of having the flavors of the barrel and the beer kind of complement each other to create this other thing. So I enjoy it from that standpoint a lot. You know, it's a big fall festival here.
Right.
It's a national event. And I had a good time. Everyone wore these tuxedo shirts, all the volunteers. Did you see that?
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think they need to figure out the food situation in future Phobabs. They had like a little food thing tucked behind the corner, but I didn't even look at it. And it's like, it was basically like, you know, your convention, like microwave pizza and, you know, frozen pretzels and stuff like that.
I will agree that if you're going to have that many people in that kind of space, yeah, you have to account for maybe some more bathrooms and then a little bit more food for that type of crowd.
Yeah, because the bathrooms are basically the stalls that are there. So there was lines all the time.
The bros lines. Some of the girls were laughing at the bros because our line was.
That's better than the bathroom situation at Bridgeport Arts Center, which was kind of ridiculous.
I don't remember that.
That was like usually behind Goose Island. There was like two stalls and it was always full and busy. So I don't know. I think, yeah, going to a bigger place that could accommodate more people if they move to
where do you go from there? I wonder.
Do you go to the UIC Pavilion where
people, because that's the forum that they were at, right?
The forum. So the pavilion's like where a lot of graduations happen for other schools and it's almost like a stadium seating and they could have the whole floor kind of thing.
Yeah.
You go Rosemont. Like real big.
Rosemont would be interesting.
Because there's different floors or venues. There's the one on like the lakeside that's like a smaller space.
You're taking it out of Chicago at that point. I don't know if
not
I
not Rosemont, I the like town, that. Rosemont.
Like the Rosemont Horizon.
Yeah.
That's in Rosemont.
Oh, that was saying McCormick Place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Rosemont too, or okay. McCormick Place. Or the weather's nice, you do it somewhere where you can have it outside now. Right? Winter is now much later in the season. Let's take advantage of this outside Phobab.
I don't know, man. Like they do the, because sometimes they do the hockey games at the base, at the basketball stadium or the football stadium.
Yeah.
Right? They do the stadium series.
Yeah.
Maybe 1 year having a faux bab outside wouldn't be that bad.
Faux bab at Wrigley Field?
I'm actually in. If faux babs at Wrigley Field, I'm in. No.
Yeah, or even we've seen Beer Fest at Soldier Field. Why can't faux bab be there?
Yeah, because that gives you a really nice play on indoor-outdoor. A lot of, like, whatever fest that was, the Beer Bacon Classic, you know, going out, being outside in the elements, like, outdoors is optional. You know, you can go, all the seats are empty. You can go out there, you can go on the field.
Yeah.
But really, the concourse is covered. Mm-hmm. You know?
Just I'm throwing it out there.
Hey, man, anything's possible, man, mm-hmm. In this new America, you know?
Oh, man. Well, I think that does it for all the stuff we went to, because it was really just FOBAB, unless yeah. Did you do anything afterwards?
No, pretty much all we did was FOBAB.
Nice. Well, then we should dive into a few events this week. There's really not that many.
I think we're all trying to recover.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, the calendar's kind of light this week. So on the 17th, right, there is the brewery from California is coming to town, and they are taking over 10 taps at Monk's Pub at 4 p.m. on the 17th. Yeah, so we'll post all the beers they're going to pour there, because, you know, they got some really nice stouts, you know, Black Tuesday and Black Thursday, those really big, elegant bottles, you know.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, that was good. So we'll see what they got there. That's on that's this week on a Thursday. And then also on Thursday, Penguin Hops is back from Revolution.
Okay.
Yeah, so Penguin Hops is basically a Harvest Ale collaboration with the Shedd Aquarium, who apparently grows hops, and Will Turner, who's the pub brewmaster at Revolution, he grows hops at his house. They get them all together. They make this beer with the purpose of donating money to Shedd Aquarium, basically.
And then that's only on tap at the brew pub, right?
Yeah, but then there's a list. This year, there's a list of, like, 20 breweries that they're going to send it to as well.
Or 20 account bars?
Yeah. Not like, breweries. Oh, sorry, I said breweries, yeah. You're right. Bars, my bad. Yeah, so that's Thursday. That's Thursday the 17th at 5 o'clock. Little donation of $20 will get you into the Shedd Aquarium. I went last year. They did a really cool presentation.
So it's at Shedd Aquarium?
It's at Shedd Aquarium. You get to, your $25 gets you in the aquarium, get to see all the exhibits. There's food there. But then they do a presentation in the little stadium in there. And then what they do is they bring out, like, actual penguins. They talk about, like, you know, why this is important and what the money goes to, basically.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And it's actually a good night at Shedd.
Nice. Yeah. What time does that kick off?
That's at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. So pretty early, too.
That is early.
Yeah.
Especially getting over there. Getting over there is deceptively hard.
Yeah.
You know, like, all that. Soldier Field, the museum, and Shedd.
Crazy.
It's hard to get over there.
Both those Thursday. Anything on Friday, the 18th?
Actually, a couple things on 18th. Couple bottle releases in the brewery corridor.
I forgot. That's what they named this.
That's what they call that strip. Yeah. So Half Acres releasing Benthic on the 18th at.
This is the beer that people said was worth getting and worth trying.
Yeah, it's like $25 a bottle for this. It's a bomber.
What?
Yeah, barrel aged stout. And then around the corner,
I'd go at Fobat for that.
We should have just drank it all at Fobat.
Yeah.
That should have. We should have just kicked that beer.
Yeah, I need to fill up this water bottle of your beer, please.
And then also Beguile is barrel aged Imperial Pajamas is releasing same day at noon. So that's the barrel aged Imperial version of flannel pajamas.
Flannel pajamas. Okay.
It's not a hard word. I shouldn't have stumbled on pajamas. That. Yeah. So. All right.
And then another release on Saturday over at Tighthead is the Malty Chocolate Balls, which was also at FOBAB.
Yeah.
So you can go up there and buy a bottle of that. So that's where you're going to see a lot of these FOBAB beers. They're limited bottle releases at the breweries, and you're almost reminded, oh, yeah, I tried that. Yeah. I didn't dump it out. All right, maybe I'll go buy a bottle.
Yeah. I would say it makes sense to have a game plan when you go to FOBAB, but as soon as you see people that you know, your game plan is shot, you know, because everybody's like, oh, you got to, you know, yeah.
But how do you have a game plan when you don't know what they are?
You don't know what they are. Yeah. I guess we need to just be more in tune with what's being brewed, Brad. I don't know, man.
I guess. Oof. You need people to, like, talk about what they're bringing beforehand, right? There's not a lot of, like, hype for, like...
It would be nice. Well, maybe this is something we could do where, like, you know, because I love, you know, video recaps of events. I remember at FOBAB back when it was at the Skyline Art Center, I kind of had four video crews, right?
Yeah.
And they including us. Like, we were there, and, like, you know, Mamba Q and all these other guys were there. And everyone focuses on the post video, but I wouldn't mind, you know, some more folks going in and talking to these people, talking to the brewers about, hey,
what are you bringing? What should people look out for?
You know what I mean?
What'd you have last year that people liked?
A lot of the beers that you remember are the beers that, you know, you see brewers and they say, hey, man, this is what you need to hit. Or you see guys that work there and say, this is what I've been hitting. You
know, right.
Those are the ones you go to first. Yeah.
That should be something the guild should put out because it is a guild event.
Yeah.
But anyway, anything else on Saturday there?
No, nothing else on Saturday. Next week is Bourbon County.
Yeah. The actual release?
Actual Black Friday.
What?
Man.
Wait, it's already...
Dude,
right.
It's about to be December. Yeah, so next week is Black Friday.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. So on Black Friday, our friends over at the Whirly Ball on Elston, they're doing their annual Beat the Brewers event. So okay. It'll be a Black Friday release with all the variants, and then you can play Goose Island in a little Whirly Ball, okay. Which is kind of fun. It's all in the, they say it's all from the elbow to the wrist, man, when you're throwing that.
To score, or you just go aggressive and just knock people down and pull and take out their rackets.
That's what Lagunitas was doing when we played them one time.
You just play rough. If they have no racket, they can't score.
Yeah, so that's happening next week.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Is that all the events that are happening?
That's it, man. It's super light, man.
Wow.
Super light.
That's crazy. Man. Well, any beer news before we wrap up and get out of here?
A little bit of beer news. It's about FOBAB. Surprise, surprise. Just really a shout out to Wild Onion Brewing up in Barrington. So they won this year for Jack Stout again. So this is their second time. This time it was in Classic Styles for a stout. It's a suburban barrel aged stout, and then they won again in 2013.
Oh, okay, cool.
Two-time winners. Our beer Deception with Chicago Beer Geeks, we brewed it up in Barrington with those guys.
Nice, okay.
And we've been pretty cool with them ever since, man. I get a kick out of keeping score of Goose Island Fulton versus Goose Island Clybourne.
And how many beers won one over the, or how many awards won one over the other?
Exactly. So Clybourne is the original pub, 1988. Fulton is a production facility that was 1999.
Okay.
Right? So, yeah. So since 2013, right? So this, we'll just take the most recent sample size. Goose Island Fulton has 5, and Goose Island, Goose Island Clybourne has 5, and Goose Island Fulton has 3.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah. So that's impressive, man. Because in that time, Goose Clybourne has had like 4 different brewmasters.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, yeah.
Cool. Well, that's. That's going to do it then?
That's it.
This episode? Where can people find you, Nick? Get in touch when not recording here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Our Facebook page, / Chicago Beer Pass. We're always posting lots of photos and just sharing news there. I think that's the best place to kind of keep up on what Nick and I are doing. You never know who it is who's posting it sometimes. and then our website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube version as well. So that'll do it. We'll be back next week. It'll be Thanksgiving week.
Jesus Yikes. Christ.
So we'll probably talk more about this Bourbon County release and maybe go over the variants. I don't even know what maybe, you can get.
Yeah, maybe we'll have them all on the show.
Maybe. Or I have a previous year Bourbon Counties we can try. Something like that.
I like that too.
So yeah, take care.
Cheers.